Ann Goodman. Jan, your comments about the bylaws.
So the present bylaws are very dysfunctional. When they were written with the intent of improving the situation at Pacifica, but and part of that idea was to give both the local station boards and the general manager and the national board and the executive board all a certain amount of say-so about personnel, about finances, about programming, and other things. And what that has caused is crisscrossing lines of authority, resulting in 18 different executive directors, permanent, quote, permanent and quote, interim in 20 years. And that has meant that there has been nobody at the helm, and it's resulted in a downward spiral in our programming, in our listeners, and in our donations. And we've gone from 10,000 to 5,000 members at KPFK in 2 years. You, Stephen, unmute yourself.
Thank you so much, Chad. Appreciate that. We're going to go to our next question now, which is coming to us. Right. We're going to go to Ralph Hawkins. Ralph, please jump in and have your thoughts about the bylaws.
I'm serving as board secretary. I realize the bylaws have their flaws and are kind of clunky, but I don't agree that the New Day proposal was anything like a decent solution. It seems to me that it was cooked up without a decent amount of input from the listener members. If there's a new board, this question will come up, and the issues involving the bylaws will need a complete airing. But I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ralph. We're going to move to our next listener question. Our next listener question is from Dr. Bill. Dr. Bill, please tell us your question for our listener candidates on KPFK.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm wondering if I can toss out a couple of brief ones. Number one, I'm wondering what the candidates might suggest about recruiting more young people. And number two, what have the candidates been actively doing to help fend off the attempt to sell off the KPFK building, something which I find exceedingly problematic?
Thank you so much, Dr. Bill. So we have a question about both what the candidates are doing to fend off the sale of the station and how do we get more youth on the station. In no particular order, we will start our question right now with Vincent, if you could take a first look at that.
I'll be happy to. And Dr. Bill, that is an excellent question. I would do everything in my power to make certain that building remains in the hands of KPFK. It is a special piece of history. It is a special piece of real estate. And if you look at the opening statement in the book on real estate, it's under everything is the land. If we take and we sell the station, it is like selling our seed corn. We will give up our future. And I would do everything I could. Now, in regards to younger people, I'm about to turn 69 in about 8 days. And I believe that having young people as part of the station is incredibly important for entertainment and for political reasons. And I would do everything in my power to encourage them to be part of it and produce programs that would be of interest to them.
Thank you so much, Vincent. Vinny, we'll next go to Harvey Wasserman on the question of the building and the question of youth. Harvey?
Well, I think we need to totally solarize that building. I've been on the rooftop. The entire HVAC is outmoded. The electrical system is outmoded. That rooftop needs to be covered with solar panels. And when I first came to LA in 2017, we talked about turning it into a free university. I want to teach history there. We absolutely should have classes and gathering. It should be, especially with the Peace Center under threat, we need to replace that Peace Center and the KPFK building should be a citadel of learning and of organizing and of renewable energy. So but of course, it's going to take resources, and I think we could get them if we have a functioning station. We have to give young people, the younger people, the block of time. You know, maybe Roy of Hollywood told midnight to 6 o'clock to go exclusively to young people. Absolutely needs to be done. And as I say, if we can set up a free university and an organizing center at the KPFK building, that would be a tremendous synergy and have a huge impact on the Southern California community. So there you go.
Thank you so much, Harvey. We're going to move right along to our next question. But before we do...
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Yes, please, Jen. You are guiding me well. What have I missed?
Me.
Ah, Jen. My apologies for the second time. Thank you, Jen. I appreciate your patience with me. I am doing the best I can, and clearly I need to be more careful with the list. Jen Goodman, what do you have to say about both the building and youth at KPFK? Thank you.
Okay. So first of all, I oppose the sale of the building. During a previous financial crisis that had to do with WBAI and the Empire State Building, I and my husband put together a bridge loan to lend money to KPFK from the pension plans of others and ourselves, so that KPFK, and so that Pacifica could keep WBAI open and the rest of the network running while we, Pacifica, put together a larger loan that took longer time. And so I have actively worked to keep WBAI and the KPFK and the rest of the network going, and actually put my money on the line and put my word on the line to get others to take money out of their pension plans and put it into a loan to Pacifica, which was paid back. So I've recruited Ace Estwick to run for the station board, and he's under 30, a young Black man who's an awesome person. I commend you to vote for him. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen Goodman. So before we get to our...
You forgot Ralphie.
Yeah, I have to throw up my hands and apologize to the audience and to all these candidates. We had a complex rebooting of the presence of our candidates today at the last minute, and my list went from, let's just say, manageable to hieroglyphics. So I am learning as I go today, and my apologies to all. Please, Ralph, please join us with your comments on both the building and youth.
The pending sale of the building is probably the most serious issue that we're facing. There's a lot of misinformation floating around about that. In my opinion, the sale is could well be inevitable, because there are so many bills facing the foundation. I don't think that perhaps we could be saved. The New Day representatives on the PMB don't seem to be doing anything to cooperate with the local station board in trying to stave off this inevitability. There is a bridge loan that was proposed and just recently, and there's been no reaction from the PMB regarding that. So I'm against the sale, but there's so many financial bills that need to be solved. I think the PNB is looking to take money from that and apply it elsewhere, perhaps. The threat is that if the building is sold and we have to relocate, that's going to be a very difficult process. And I haven't heard any proposals from anyone about how that would be accomplished. But we need a backup plan. And you know, when I was a college radio manager, I completely rewired a station from the ground up. So I know exactly what's involved in that.
Thank you.
And I would be relying on the young people to perhaps help us there.
Ralph, we're going to move on. Thank you so much. And we're going to finally at this last question with Stephen Meeks on both the building and youth.
I think without a doubt, the younger generation needs to be groomed to take over some of these leadership roles in all types of entities, especially with KPFK. Presently, without knowing a lot of detail, I would oppose the sale of this building. And the only way, if it's sold, is that another property can be purchased, paid for, no liens, with all the latest studio equipment needs that are done. And if that can't be done, no sale. That's it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so very much. We are going to move on to our next listener question. But before we do, just to emphasize, call in listeners. We have, I think, room for one more. And I welcome you to call 818-985-5735. And much more critically, in this very moment, we need your support. We need you to call up and support this station as it moves through its democratic evolution. You're hearing folks with great ideas about that. You're hearing thoughts about the bylaws, about the building, about bringing more youth. All of these are urgent matters for the station to be considering. And those that are sitting on the station board, the local station board, those candidates are on the air with us now and will be every day, starting, you know, today, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. We'll have candidates on at 2 p.m. Spanish language at 8 p.m. every single day. And we really welcome you to join our conversation. If you're a listener, this is the time to really tune in and listen, because your votes, which came to you by email, your e-votes or in the mail this week, we need your votes in the door so we can make good decisions about the station's future. Okay, we're going to move on to our next listener question. But just to reiterate, 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. You will press number one if you'd like to get on the listener list, and number two if you'd like to make a donation. Please help out the station at this moment, and you can go to kpfk.org whenever you like and click on the donate button. Okay, our next listener question is coming from Mike. Mike, welcome to KPFK Listener Candidate Forum. What's your question?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know, we're talking about saving the building and everything, and just nuts and bolts. I've been listening since the 60s. I've been involved in the you know, protests and New Year's and all that, and I ordered bounce checks just quite a few times. I just gave money, no problem. October 2019, I donated for three different things, got nothing, and I said, well, just give me the one, which was $150, and I've been calling people over the years, Terry and Donna, oh, yeah, we'll take care of it, nothing. So,
do you have a question? Because you are running out of your opportunity to ask one.
Yeah, well, yeah, besides where's my money, who's going to make sure that people, that this place runs smoothly? It's just not running smoothly and hasn't for years.
Thank you so much for your question. Thank you. We'll take that to our first listener forum candidate. That would be, in this instance, Harvey Wasserman.
Hey, well, this is why we want a new bylaw. Thank you for that. And it's a shonda that you didn't get your stuff. Call me. I'll try and get it. Or email me, solartopia@gmail.com. I'm the chair of the KPFK board right now, Harvey Sluggo Wasserman. I'll see if I can get your stuff, man. So get in touch with me. And this is why we voted to change the bylaws. And then the 2 years since the bylaws were not changed, after a majority voted to do that, we've been in a death spiral. So this kind of stuff can't go on. We need a stable leadership. As Jan pointed out, we've had an endless turnover of executive directors, general managers, program directors. We need stability. We need a place that works. And your call underscores, the fact that democracy did work 2 years ago. We did vote for a change in the bylaws. It didn't happen. And this is the price we pay. So that's what I stand for. I'm Harvey Wasserman. And let's have fun doing this. Let's polarize that building.
Thank you so very much. We'll move on to our next candidate, our listener candidate, Jan Goodman.
Well, I can do nothing more than second exactly what Harvey said. The station and the network have been in great disarray for a long time. And this kind of takes me back to the point that that we made before about nobody being in charge. And we have problems like this. We have an executive director that the PNB is so intent on micromanaging the station, and virtually none of them have experience, the network, virtually none of them have experience in running a network or running most anything. And yet they have hamstrung the executive director so that she can't hire or fire anybody without them, and she can't function. So they've kept her as a headpiece, but she is not actually able to do anything. And we have, these are our big problems, and we need changes such as having people directly elect their directors to the national board instead of through the station board. And that's what the New Day bylaws will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jan, very much. So we have time for one more question. And that question is coming from...
You didn't have Vinny...
Yeah. You
answer?
Forgot Ralph and Vinny. And
I am going to.
Stephen, that's quite all right. That's quite all right. That's where they put
a
race or something.
Very, let's just say, learning curve for me. Appreciate everybody's good wishes. Thank you. And as we go forward, we're going to move on. And our next person will be Ralph Hawkins. Thank you, Ralph. Please respond to the question.
It seems to me that, you know, the cost of operating a station is pretty onerous. And much of the failure, like with the decline in programming and that, all falls on the general managers and the management of the station. It's not for the LSB to dictate programming, but you need a strong general manager and program director to coordinate changes, and they need to respect the input from the board. This problem exists, it seems, at all the stations. And so the executive functions at the national level to supervise these people and evaluate them doesn't seem to have really been employed in past years. And that's why we have these difficulties. So, and furthermore, the litigation over the New Day proposal was just another drain in our resources. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll move right along to Stephen Meeks.
Yes, if bylaws have traditionally been the problem, helping to the station to stay, I guess, somewhat dysfunctional, I think without a doubt, bylaws amendments should be in store to help the station operate more smoothly. And also without a doubt, a general manager who knows what they're doing, who follows the guidelines that's set out through the bylaws and how the station is supposed to operate. I agree with that. And also possibly a program director, but definitely the bylaws. If they need changing, they need to be amended. That's it.
Thank you so much, Stephen. We'll move right along to Vinny Vincent DeStefano.
I will put on my best tobacco auctioneer here. The New Day vote was voted by the listener sponsor. We are a listener sponsored radio station. 75% of the listener sponsors voted in favor of those changes. And yet it was single individuals who were more interested in their positions at the radio station and their listenership, however small it may be, of maintaining their programs, have prevented that democratic effort to move forward. That is the kind of hamstringing that has happened, not just at KPFK, but the entire Pacifica network. And what we need is adults in the room who are not, as Harvey said, not going to bicker amongst one another, but work towards a beneficial end to Pacifica. I'll quote one thing here, and that is Les Moonves. He said, Donald Trump was very bad for the country, but very good for CBS. We should take a play from his book. Donald Trump is bad for America, but he could be very good for KPFK for our fundraising efforts, because this is the last voice of alternative radio out there. By the way, contribute to KPFK.
Thank you so much, Vinny. We are now moving into the closing process of our listener candidate forums. And we have for each of our candidates a 1 minute opportunity to make a closing statement. Again, I want to thank everybody for your patience with my moderation here today. I've learned a lot about hieroglyphics, and I'll do a much better job in my next effort. Anyway, to make a very long story short, we're going to hear 1 minute from each of our candidates, and we are going to start with Jan Goodman.
Let me share a little bit more of my history. I was a director on the Pacifica National Board for 5 years. Beyond Pacifica, I've been actively involved in various leadership roles, including as president of the National Lawyers Guild of LA and the ADA of Southern California. And I've also know how to do fundraising and have held over 100 fundraisers at my home, including for Democracy Now! And for Pacifica. Teresa Bonpane, Blaze's wife, from the Office of the Americas, beautifully captured the essence of my qualifications when she stated, Jan Goodman's distinguished career in law and life expresses the quest for justice and peace, which is the essence of the Pacifica mission. I'm grateful to have earned the endorsements of remarkable individuals, including Earl Afari Hutchinson, Alan Minsky, the late Roy of Hollywood sidekick Buzz, and Christina Vasquez, retired Unite Here International Vice President. Vote for me, Jan Goodman, and vote for my colleagues from New Day Pacifica, because we need a team if we're going to accomplish anything. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jan. And I will note that we actually have a minute and 15 seconds for each of you. And I will be very, very, shall we say, clear when that time is up. So our next
Do I have 15 more seconds?
No, you got your 15 seconds. You just got it, I promise.
Okay.
Our next speaker for a minute and 15 seconds is Ralph Hawkins. Ralph, your final comments on this day of listener candidate offerings.
I was born in downtown LA, and unfortunately, my family and myself, we've been poor our entire life. So I have trouble identifying with all these privileged boomers that were part of the governance in the past and think that they have all the answers. I've lived all around Southern California. I've lived in City Terrace, in East LA, in the downtown Arts District. And currently I'm residing in the Inland Empire, where we have a fantastic, diverse population that would be a natural supporters of KPFK. But the station's activity seems so LA-centric, we're not getting any attention out here. So I would like to see more outreach to the outlying areas and improve programming in that way, by including them and having more diversity, because the issues facing us affect everyone in the Southland area within our signal area. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ralph Hawkins. Our next speaker for a minute and 15 seconds, closing statements on listener candidate forum, Stephen Meeks, forgive me.
Okay. Okay, there are some really great candidates running to get elected to the board. And I think as a collective body, for the benefit of the station and post-election results, some type of common ground must be attained to achieve what's best for the station, not individual personal interests. I think a blend of expertise, common sense, and finance must prevail to help KPFK fly out of the doldrums. KPFK, this local treasure, must be preserved so future generations can receive its benefit. There's simply too much wealth in this city for KPFK to continue to flounder financially. There are also too many conscious-minded, regular, hard-working, everyday people in Southern California for this station to continue to suffer. One thing that I will do without a doubt, whether I'm elected or not, is help bring listenership in the form of new memberships to this station. If elected, I will do what I can, not only to recommend and initiate positive change, but see that change through for how best it helps the station. Thank you, Stephen Meeks.
Thank you, Stephen Meeks. And our next speaker will be Vincent DiStefano.
Thank you very much, Stephen. And I've got my clock on so I can stay on top of this. That longer list of organizations that I belong to have one thing in common. They're all 501c3s. And to take that statement they made about Miss Les Moonves, I could say the same thing about the ACLU as well. There are plenty of people in Los Angeles who would take and contribute to a station like KPFK without corporate ties, without any provisos, to keep this station going. I love this station. I've been listening to it virtually all my life, and I'll do everything in my power to save it. That's why I'm asking for your vote. I'm also asking you to vote for the New Day slate because I believe they provide the best opportunity to fund the station properly, to run it professionally, and to ensure the largest listenership possible. Again, I ask you, look at the facts, not at the nonsense, and you'll find that New Day is the better way. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vinny. Okay, so our final listener candidate forum speaker will be Harvey Wasserman.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. I'm very honored by all the great candidates I'm on here with, but I will tell you that I am probably the only candidate running who's been on the roof of that building. It is a mess, believe me. We need to solarize the KPFK building, and I will promise you that the day we solarize the KPFK building and we turn it into a free university, I will get my buddies Ben and Jerry to contribute all the ice cream that we can eat. We need to do that. We need to remember that it was Pacifica that sued New Day, not the other way around. We desperately need new bylaws. As the current chair of the KPFK board, I know that we have started to have functional meetings, and we got to continue. We got to streamline the bylaws, and we have to respect democracy. For God's sake, 2 years ago, the majority of our listener supporters voted to change the bylaws. We need to do it now. I mean, we've seen a two-year death spiral here that has to end. KPFK is an incredibly powerful, unique, and important progressive voice. It has got to be that again. I guarantee you that if we start doing great progressive programming, we will once again be perfectly well-funded. We'll have great staff. We'll have young people pouring in. We just got to get through this impasse, get the bylaws changed, and get a workable organization in a beautiful solarized building.
Thank you. So you have just heard from a wonderful group of candidates, including Jan Gooden, Ralph Hawkins, Stephen Meeks, Vinny DiStefano, and Harvey Wasserman, all of whom are putting themselves forward as potential local station board members, some of whom have been around the station board for some time, some of whom have are new to the station board opportunity. But here's the thing, listeners. We need your support, not only to make sure the station turns the corner on everything that's needed. The financials of the station are very, very serious right now. Our help from you, this only gets done with you, the listener. We do not take corporate money. We are not the local below 92 on the dial stations that are taking all kinds of sponsorships and slipping in all kinds of commercial messaging. We do none of that. We give you the truth. We give you voices that are fully expressed. We don't tell people what to say on this station. We don't condition the quality and nature of the communications on this station. This is a absolute treasure, as was said earlier in this town, and we need to protect it. Call 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, kpfk.org. Click on donate. We will be doing these forums every day this week at 2 p.m. We have Spanish language at 8:30 p.m. Please tell your friends. Please join us. Thank you, everybody, today for coming in the way that you have. Really deeply appreciated, and your patience.